听力课堂，听 class.com。
My name's Forrest, Forrest Gump. You want a chocolate? I could eat about 1.5 million of these. My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Those must be comfortable shoes. I bet you could walk all day in shoes like that and not feel a thing. I wish I had shoes like that.
My feet hurt.
Mom always said there's an awful lot you could tell about a person by their shoes. Where they gone? Where they been? I've worn lots of shoes. I bet if I think about it real hard, I can remember my first pair of shoes. Mama said they'd take me anywhere. She said they was my magic shoes.
All right, Forrest. You can open your eyes now. Let's take a little walk around. Hello, Phil. His legs are strong as gump, as strong as I've ever seen. But his back is crooked as a politician. But we're going to straighten him right up now, aren't we, Forrest?
Now, when I was a baby, Mama named me after the great Civil War hero, General Nathan Bedford Forrest. She said we was related to him in some way, and what he did was, he started up this club called the Ku Klux Klan. They'd all dress up in their robes and their bed sheets and act like a bunch of ghosts or spooks or something. They'd even put bed sheets on their horses and ride around. And anyway, that's how I got my name, Forrest Gump. Mama said that the Forrest part was to remind me that sometimes we all do things that, well, just don't make no sense.
What are y'all staring at? Haven't you ever seen a little boy break his own leg before?
Don't ever let anybody tell you they're better than you, Forrest. If God intended everybody to be the same, he'd have given us all braces on our legs.
Mama always had a way of explaining things so I could understand them. We lived about a quarter mile off Route 17, about half mile from the town of Greenbow, Alabama. That's in the county of Greenbow. Our house had been in Mama's family since her grandpa's grandpa's grandpa had come across the ocean about 1,000 years ago, something like that. Since it was just me and Mama, and we had all these empty rooms, Mama decided to let those rooms out. Mostly the people passing through, like from Mobile, Montgomery, place like that. And that's how me and Mama got money. Mama was a real smart lady.
Remember what I told you,
Jim.
You're no different than anybody else.
Did you hear what I said, Forrest? You're the same as everybody else. You are no different.
Your boy's different, Ms. Gump.
His IQ is 75.
Well, we're all different, Mr. Hancock.
She wanted me to have the finest education, so she took me to the Greenbow County Central School. I met the principal and all.
I want to show you something, Mrs. Gump. Now, this is normal. Forrest is right here. The state requires a minimum IQ of 80 to attend public school, Mrs. Gump. He's going to have to go to special school. He'll be just fine.
What does normal mean anyway? He might be a bit on the slow side. But my boy Forrest is going to get the same opportunities as everyone else. He's not going to some special school to learn how to retread ties. We're talking about 5 little points here. There must be something can be done.
We're a progressive school system. We don't want to see anybody left behind. Is that Mr. Gump? Mrs. Gump?
He's on vacation.
Your mama sure does care about your schooling, son.
You don't say much, do you?
Finally, he had to try. It looked easy, but... oh, what happened?
Mommy, what's vacation mean?
Vacation?
Where Daddy went.
Vacation's when you go somewhere. And you don't ever come back.
Anyway, I guess you could say me and Mama was on our own. But we didn't mind. Our house was never empty. They was always fucked. coming and going. Sometimes we had so many people staying with us that every room was filled with travelers, you know. Folks living out of their suitcases and hot cases and sample cases. One time a young man was staying with us and he had him a guitar case.
Told you not to bother this nice young man.
Oh, no, that's all right, ma'am. I was just showing him a thing or two on the guitar here.
All right, but your supper's ready if y'all want to eat.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you, ma'am. Say, man, show me that crazy little walk you just did there. Slow down some.
You ain't nothing but a... I like that guitar. It sounded good. I started moving around the music, swinging my hips. Just one night, me and Mom was out shopping, and we walked right by Benson Furniture and Appliance Store. And guess what?
You ain't nothing but a...
Some years later, that handsome young man who they called the King, well, he sung too many songs, had himself a heart attack or something. It must be hard being a king. You know, it's funny how you remember some things you can't.
You do your very best now for him.
I sure will, Mama.
I remember the bus ride on the first day of school very well.
Are you coming along?
Mama said not to be taking rides from strangers.
This is the bus to school.
I'm Forrest Gump.
I'm Dorothy Harry.
Well, now we ain't strangers anymore.
You know, it's funny what a young man recollects, because I don't remember being born.
I don't recall what I got for my first Christmas, and I don't know when I went on my first outdoor picnic, but I do remember the first time I heard the sweetest voice in the wide world.
I had never seen anything so beautiful in my life. She was like an angel.
You're gonna sit down, aren't you? What's wrong with your leg?
I'm nothing at all, thank you. My legs are just fine and dandy.
I just sat next to her on that bus and had a conversation all the way to school.
My back's crooked like a question mark. These are the
main issues. Next to Mama, no one ever talked to me or asked me questions.
Are you stupid or something?
Mama says stupid is a stupid good.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Forrest Gump.
From that day on, we was always together. Jenny and me was like peas and carrots. He taught me how to climb. I showed her how to dangle. She helped me learn how to read. And I showed her how to swing. Sometimes we just sit out, wait for the stars.
Mama's gonna worry about me.
Just stay a little longer.
For some reason, Jenny didn't ever want to go home.
Okay, Jenny, I'll stay.
She was my most special friend. My only friend.
Now, my mom always told me that miracles happen every day. Some people don't think so, but they do.
Hey, dummy! Are you calling the just play? Stupid, look! I'm Forrest Gump!
Just run away, Forrest.
Run, Forrest! Run away! Hurry! Get the bike!
Hurry up! Let's go! Oh, look out, dummy! Here we go! Get to...
Run, Forrest, run! Run, Forrest!
We're back here, you!
Somewhere, I was running. Told you that Jenny never seemed to want to go home? Well, she lived in a house that was old as Alabama. Her mama had gone up to heaven when she was 5, and her daddy was some kind of a farmer.
Jenny?
He was a very loving man. He was always kissing and touching her and her sisters. And then this one time, Jenny wasn't on the bus to go to school.
Why'd you come to school today?
Shh. Daddy's taking a nap.
Come on.
Jenny! Leave your right here! You better get back here, girl! Where you at?
Mama always said that God is mysterious. He didn't turn Jenny into a bird that day. Instead, he had the police say Jenny didn't have to stay in that house no more. She went to live with her grandma just over on Creekmore Avenue, which made me happy because she was so close. Some night, Jenny'd sneak out and come on over to my house just because she said she was scared. Scared of what? I don't know. But I think it was her grandma's dog. He was a mean dog. Anyway, Jenny and me was best friends all the way up through high school.
Hey, stupid!
Quit it! Run, boy, run!
Did you hear me,
Susan?
Run, Forrest!
Run, Forrest!
Come on, get in the way!
Run, Forrest! Run!
to be. I ran to get where I was going. I never thought it would take me anywhere.
I'm there, Paul's gone.
That's a local idiot.
And can you believe it? I got to go to college still.
Federal troops enforcing a court order integrated the University of Alabama today. Two Negroes were admitted, but only after Governor George Wallace had carried out his symbolic threat to stand in the schoolhouse door.
I take it from that statement that...
What's going on?
Coons are trying to get into school.
Coons? Well, raccoons trying to get on our back porch, Mom, you take them off of the moon.
Not raccoons, you idiot niggas. And they want to go to school with us.
With us? They do?
Shortly after Governor Wallace had carried out his promise to block the doorway, President Kennedy ordered the Secretary of Defense then to use military force. Nearby videotape is the encounter by General Graham, Commander of the National Guard, and Governor Wallace.
Because these National Guardsmen were here today as federal soldiers on Alabama, and they live within our borders, they are our brothers. We are with them this night. Because we are awakening the American people to the dangers that we have spoken about for many times, which is so evident today, the trend towards military dictatorship in this country.
And so today, then, the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa had been desegregated, and students Jimmy Hood and Vivian Malone had been signed up for summer classes.
Ma'am, you
dropped
your book.
Governor Wallace did what he promised to do. By being on the Tuscaloosa campus, he kept the mob from gathering and...
Hey, wasn't that gone? A few years later, that angry little man at the schoolhouse door thought it'd be a good idea and ran for treasure to him. But somebody thought that it wasn't. But he didn't die.
What is this?
Is this the number 9?
No, it's the number 4.
It was nice talking to you.
I remember when that happened. When Wallace got shot. I was in college.
When you got to a girl's college or to a girls and boys together college?
It was co-ed.
Because Jenny went to a college I couldn't go to. It was a college just for girls. But I'd go and visit her every chance I got.
I only know I'm lonely, and when that
hurt me.
Get
out of
here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Get out of
here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of Sorry. I'll go back to my college now.
Forrest. You. Come on. Come on.
Dream,
who are you
going to
be?
Who I'm going to be?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to be me.
Well, you'll always be you, just another kind of you. You know? I want to be famous. I want to be a singer like Joan Baez. I just want to be on an empty stage with my guitar, my voice. Just me. And I want to reach people on a personal level. I want to be able to say things, just one to one.
Have you ever been with a girl, Forrest?
I sit next to them in my home economics class all the time.
But that never happened at home, Max.
No. Thanks, I ruined your roommate's back, Rose. Ran by real fast because I played so much football. They even put me on a thing called the All-America team where you get to meet the President of the United States.
President Kennedy met with the collegiate All-American football team at the Oval Office today.
Now, the really good thing about meeting the President of the United States is the food. They put you in this little room with just about anything you'd want to eat or drink. And since, number one, I wasn't hungry but thirsty, and number two, they was free, I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
It's an honor, sir.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
Very good, sir.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be an All-American?
Very good, sir.
Congratulations. How do you feel?
I got it paid.
I believe that he had to go pee.
Sometime later, for no particular reason, somebody shot that nice young president when he was riding in his car. And a few years after that, somebody shot his little brother, too, only he was in the hotel kitchen.
Must be odd being brothers.
I wouldn't know.
Forrest Gump.
Now, can you believe it? After only 5 years of playing football, I got a college degree.
Congratulations, son.
Mama was so proud.
Forrest, I'm so proud of you. Yeah, I'll hold it for you.
Congratulations, son. Have you given any thought to your future? Thought?